quality team win for you guys tonight. A little bit of clutch hitting, clutch pitching as well, and nice to get in the win column.
Yeah, it was huge. You know, and our bullpen was able to close it out for us tonight, which has been big for us, you know, lately. You know, it was, like you said, a good team win. You know, Laurie did a good job again today at the plate. Jose has just done the whole season. And you know, we pitched, and, you know, Ricky didn't have his A stuff, but he still was able to go out there and give a quality start.
I was going to say, you know, you've caught Ricky all season, and it's kind of the standard that's getting set in the American League where it's like, geez, what, you know, why isn't he mowing guys down? What, you know, it's with what Verlander's done, Jared Weaver, Sabathia, but we're talking about Ricky in that category, and that's a big thing for this club, and you're working closely with him on that.
Yeah, well, I mean, he's you know, really come to knowing himself as a pitcher. He's really tough on guys because he could move his fastball both ways. He could cut it and sink it, and then on top of that, he has off speeds that he could really get you off his fastball with. So when he's on, he's as tough as it is to hit off anybody. If you ask guys around the league, they'll tell me, you know, the next day, like, hey man, that guy, his fastball is, you know, ridiculous. You can't, you know, it moves everywhere, and you know, I know because it's tough to catch.
Is this good for you as a young catcher, mostly to catch pitchers your age? I mean, Frankie's been around, Rauch has been around, but I mean, we're not, you know, you're not catching 37. You know, there's not really a grizzled vet or two on this team that you sort of have to get down the sink with. It probably wouldn't be a problem, but it's good. You got a generational thing happening with almost every starter and middle reliever on this team.
Yeah, and I think, you know, also just coming up with these guys and playing with mm-hmm. them in spring training and being around the guys for the last 3 years, you know, it helps a lot because I know what kind of pitchers they are. I know what they need to do to succeed. And you know, I've always been very confident in my abilities behind the plate, calling the game, doing that stuff. And, you know, I think, you know, the guys trust me and they know that, you know, I have a good plan back there. I see things and I make adjustments on the fly. And you know, that's part of being a catcher. And I feel like I've done that well. And you know, so it makes the transition for them to trust me a lot easier, too.
You better catcher than last year. At a certain point, do you just you just get in more of a rhythm and you know certain guys' tendencies better? It doesn't make you necessarily better, but you're in sync and you know what's going to come and what's not.
No, I'm definitely a better catcher than I was last year. You know, and catching wise, defensively wise, I've improved a lot. I've been able to, you know, really feel a lot more comfortable behind the plate than I ever have. And I think the biggest thing is for me is that comfort of knowing the hitters, like you're saying. You know, you got to learn the hitters. I could watch film all day, but you got to get in the box and see what a guy's trying to do. And then you got to match your pitcher's strengths up, you know, with his weaknesses. Or if it's his strength, you got to you know, use your pitcher's strength. So the biggest thing is you know, feeling comfortable and really understanding that you know, I know these hitters on a you know, consistent basis.
You're getting far more in tune with this sport as a business. I mean, you in high school, teammates don't get traded, and guys who plays college, it's the same thing. But given what happened yesterday, two vets moving on out, you get a new teammate tomorrow, and hopefully he blends in well. But it's that's where it's at. It's a game, but it's, boy, is it ever big business at this day and age?
Yeah, of course. And I think, you know, it's obviously tough to see those guys go because I've been around them, too, since I first signed. But, you know, we're moving forward, and you know, I think Addix has done a real good job of bringing in, you know, a lot of good guys, a lot of young guys, and our clubhouse is great. Those guys were great before, but, you know, we have a clubhouse that guys come in, and right away they know that, you know, we're a fun team, we're going to have fun, we're going to play loose, we're going to play hard, and, you know, there's not a lot of, you know, guys getting on each other. It's everyone knows, hey, we're going to play hard, and we're going to have fun.
Last thing, fans are going to look and say, you know, what is there to accomplish in September? But you'd say there's plenty. Momentum doesn't necessarily carry into next year, and you might have some new bodies here, bodies in, bodies out. But again, as you're saying, for a young team, so much to learn and seeing different lineups and playing in different parks, it can lead into next year and some good things.
Of course. Well, for me, September was huge last year just because I didn't get to play much, but I got to see it. I got to watch how guys prepared. I got to, you know, go to the ballpark, and you get a sense of comfort when you're, you know, you get used to that stuff, you know, and it makes it just a little bit easier on the mind, you know, once you get here. And you know, if you're an everyday player or whatever you're doing, let's say for the next season, it just makes it a lot easier to come in and you know, kind of know the ropes, and you don't have to be worried or looking over your back and if you're doing something wrong. You know, I still, you know, mess up, and I'm young and I'm still learning every day. But it's definitely a comfort, and you know, for us, I play and I know my teammates play, to win every game and to play hard every game. And I play like it's my last game every time. And because I want to be able to look at myself in the mirror when I'm done with my career and say I gave it everything I had. So we're going to go out there. We're going to try to win games. And I'm not done trying until somebody says that you got to go home.
We got a lot of listeners, too, that follow you on Twitter. That's always a work in progress. Every tweet could be your last tweet. You never know. It's amazing when you're in the public eye kind of deciding what to do, what to say, what to respond, what not to. It's never the easiest thing, is it? But it's fun interacting.
Yeah, I feel like I have a pretty good understanding of what my boundaries are. There's going to be people that talk smack or, say that, you stink. And it's easy, They make it to where I could block that guy right away. So if people want to follow me, I only keep the positive stuff. As soon as somebody writes anything negative, I just block them, and that's the end of it. Because, if they're going to say that, I don't need them to follow me.
Life's too short to battle back and forth with people you don't know. I know.
Especially, people who could talk behind a keyboard has never, never been in our shoes. So the biggest thing is with the fans that, support us and who we play for, to be able to, get out and let them know us on a personal level and be able to interact, somewhat on a personal level. It's fun for me, and I definitely enjoy it.